All right, turn with me in your Bibles to Romans chapter 9. The title of my sermon today is Stop Questioning God's Authority. See, the thing is God, he created the world and he can do whatever he wants. He has the right to do whatever he wants. He is just, he's holy, he's omniscient, he's all-powerful. And there's a lot of people in this world, both Christians and non-Christians, who will refuse to either believe God's word or obey God's word because they don't understand everything in it. And they'll say, you know, well, why did God do something this way? Why did God do something that way? I'm not going to, you know, believe God's word because of, you know, I don't agree with God doing this way. You know, I think that's not fair or something like that. But people who refuse to believe or obey God's word because they don't understand it are just foolish. And the Bible tells us, look down in Romans chapter 9, look at verse 19. It says, Thou wilt say then unto me, Why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? Nay, but, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, Why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? So he's saying that God is the potter, we are the clay. God is the one that formed us. What right do we have to reply against God and say, you know, why have you made me this way? Why is the world this way? Because it just is. That's just reality. And it doesn't matter whether you like it or not. The fact of the matter is, God's word is true and what he says is true. The Bible says in Isaiah 45, verse 9, Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherds strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it, What makest thou, or thy work? He hath no hands, just as it says in Romans 9. It says, Woe unto him that saith unto his father, What begettest thou? Or to the woman, What hast thou brought forth? Down in verse 12, it says, I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens and all their hosts have I commanded. So God says, I've created the world. Who are you to question me and what I do? You know, God has the right and the authority to do whatever he wants. So again, we should not question God's authority. Now turn with me in your Bibles to Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11. The Bible teaches that God is omniscient. And also the Bible teaches that God is from everlasting and to everlasting. See, we have the word of God and we can understand certain things about God and what he does. But the thing is, we can never fully understand, you know, why or how and why God does things. Because we are mortals. We do not have all the time in the world. We cannot understand everything in the Bible. We can't understand everything about the universe. We just have to believe the Bible by faith. It says in Romans chapter 11, look at verse 33, Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? So the Bible tells us that God's judgments, the decisions which he makes, are unsearchable. His ways are past finding out. We can't know everything about why God does certain things in a certain way. Now, there's fools out there who say, well, why does God, you know, punish people in hell? Why doesn't he just cause them to cease to exist? Why doesn't he just put them in a box? Why doesn't he just punish them this way or that way? It doesn't matter why God does it. The fact of the matter is that he does it. Okay, that's reality. Whether you like it or not, the fact of the matter is God sends people to hell. And so we need to go out there and we need to preach the gospel and get people saved. Instead of wondering, well, why did God decide to punish people that way? Why did, you know, God decide to flood the earth? Why didn't he decide to do it another way? What difference does it make? He's God. He can do whatever he wants. The Bible says in Psalm 115, verse 3, But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. It says in Revelation 4:11, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. So this world was created for God's pleasure. We are here to serve him. We are here to glorify him. We are here to please him. And so, you know, we as mortal man do not have the right, do not have the authority to question what God does. And it's foolish to do so. And the Bible says, Woe unto him that striveth against his maker. In Isaiah 45, I just quoted that. And, you know, the people who do strive against God, who do try to fight against God, they're fools. Because it talks about in Psalm chapter 2, it talks about the kings and the rulers who set themselves and take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. The Bible says, He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision. Because it's a mockery, you know, God's going to make a mockery out of these people because what they're doing is absolutely ridiculous to try to fight against God. For mortal man to think that they, you know better than Almighty God who created everything. We don't know better than him, so we need to just believe the Bible by faith, and it doesn't matter whether we like it or not, whether we think it's fair. God said what he said. God did what he did, so let's just worship the Lord. Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer. Lord God, please help these other preachers to preach your word. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, God, we pray. Amen.